This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
Ed Sheeran, happier morning. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. You're on Hit 104.9.
This afternoon, I've got to leave work early, Seamus, because I've got an appointment to get my eyebrows tattooed.
Are you going to get like the Post Malone? Always tired. Always on one eyebrow, tired on the other, and then just let your hair grow out over it?
No.
What are we talking? A dragon breathing fire to the other one? So from afar, it looks like a monobrow. But when you get up close, you can see it's a Chinese dragon, like Chinese New Year, that do the little dances and everything.
Oh, my God. I'm not getting a tattoo on my eyebrows.
What about the like a New Zealand moldy tribal pattern?
No.
Over your eyebrows?
Oh, yeah, that would look cool though, eh?
Yeah.
The ones that they normally get around the arm.
Yeah, like some barbed wire. What do you mean? You're getting ink on your brow? What's doing there?
Listen to me. I'm getting my eyebrows tattooed, as in...
No, I heard you. You're getting a tattoo on your eyebrows.
No.
I mean, personally, I would have picked the wrist or the lower back like a first.
Like a normal person. No, what they do is they kind of like put ink through your eyebrows so you don't have to fill them in all the time.
Okay.
Now, Ebony's doing it from Frame Brow Clinic. Thank you very much, but it's gonna be so good. I said to my mum over the weekend, I said, I'm getting my eyebrows tattooed next week. And she was like, you're not allowed. And I was
what do you
like,
mean you're not allowed? How old are you?
27, but there's certain things that I'm not allowed to do.
Are you going to get a smacked bottom?
Yeah, probably. I'm not allowed to get any facial piercings. I really wish she had have told me that I wasn't allowed to get any tattoos because I probably wouldn't be getting a
well,
tattoo.
You've got about 25,
no,
you?
I don't.
You've got a Chinese symbol.
Three. No, I don't.
Saying freedom. And then you've got a dolphin. And then you've got something like a little bit frisky down there.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Stop making
like a little,
things up.
A man with a lawnmower.
By the
time. Top.
Oh, that's dumb. Don't, Seamus. You're so gross. No, I said to my mum, I said, I'm getting my eyebrows tattooed. By the end of the conversation, she was literally like, I think I'm going to get mine done too now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's into it.
Yep, she's into it.
Tattooing eyebrows. I once went on a date with a girl who had tattooed eyeliner. Like green eyeliner.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before. On. That's interesting. How did that work out?
I couldn't tell. I was like, are they? Let me rub it off.
Oh, really? Romantic.
Yeah. That didn't last.
I hope I come into work tomorrow. I hope they look good. Okay.
What do you
me?
Mean you hope you come into work tomorrow? If you get a day off for getting your eyebrows inked up, we are having a serious sit-down chat with the boss.
Get up
with Riley Rose and Seamus.
Good morning, it's Riley Rose and Seamus. You are on Hit 104.9.
Guy Sebastian needs no introduction.
G'day, it's Guy Sebastian here. Because there's more in
this bloodstone. But apparently these guys do. Shameless self-promotion with Riley Rose and Seamus on The Borders Hit 104.9.
Now, it's all coming to a head this week, Riley. Now, if you've been living under a rock and you have no idea what we're talking about, First of all, move out from under the rock. It's not very safe in the rain.
Sure.
Secondly, we wanted to advertise this show, Riley Rose and Seamus, but we don't have money for billboards. So Guy Sebastian came on board and was like, guys, I'm coming to Albury. I'll give you 5 double passes and a meet and greet.
Yep, to do what you want with. However you want to use them.
So we were like, why don't we use that to pay people to advertise Riley Rose and Seamus?
Yeah, but they've got to do it in a creative and bold and fun way.
Yeah, so we've actually got Natasha joining us on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Natasha.
Morning, guys.
Now, you have been with us throughout the whole journey. And you brought your two cute little pups along the other day. Now, we're just going to revisit the very first time you actually called the show.
I've got two border collies, and they turn heads wherever they go. Like, doesn't matter if they're standing out front of a store, going for a walk, whatever, but people love them. All and right. I was thinking if you had, like, sandwich boards on them with your faces on either side, if you had them going down, like, Q2 Square in Albury or Dean Street, people would bound to look at them, firstly, to pat them.
I mean, at first I was a little bit like, oh, I don't
you
know if that's going to work,
yeah.
You know? So I really tried to push the friendship. Let's just get into the negotiations here. What are their names?
Pippa and Harry.
Okay, lose the names. If you legally register them as Riley Rose and Seamus, you're in for a shot. Are you willing to do that? Permanently forever, your pooches to be named after us.
Maybe not for the...
Okay. Oh, I fade you down there, mate.
Now, there was no way you were going to do that, were you, Natasha?
No, I like their names as they are.
It's a firm no there. However, you did come in. We met your pooches.
Yes.
We sent you out onto Dean Street. We crossed live to you.
We're just in front of the NAB Bank across from the post office.
Perfect.
We
wow.
Perfect. We got a trip then from a bus, I think.
Oh, good on you.
I love it. All right. Now, that worked, didn't it, Natasha?
It did. Like I said, we got a few troops that day. We had a few people stop us on the street.
Mm.
Some people patted them. It was a good morning.
I love it. We had to check in on you, so we asked for the people to call on 13 12 16 to see if they'd actually seen Natasha and her border collies around the border.
Well, I didn't know what the go was at first. I
what's
thought,
going oh. on here?
Yeah, who's I thought that? She was advertising her dog for sale.
Hey, Natasha.
Yes.
Congratulations, you're going along to see Guy Sebastian, you and a friend.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome. We think you put in the hard yards, you brought your dogs in, and even the sandwich boards. You can see them at Hit the Border on Facebook as well. You went to so much effort with these sandwich boards too. It was so good.
It was a good break from study, to be honest. I didn't mind doing it.
Good.
Now you're going to go see Guy Sebastian. Who are you going to take?
I think I'll take my mum with me. We went and saw Macklemore at the start of the year, so perfect. I'm like... take mum along with me and we can go 2 for 2 this year.
I must say too, I am a dog person and but I don't love other people's dogs as much as I love my own. But your dogs, Natasha, they are so cute. They stole my heart that morning.
They are beautiful. The best thing about coming home each day is just seeing them at the door. They love you so much. It's the best thing.
Oh, we'll give them an extra special cuddle this afternoon because they won you guys Sebastian tickets.
I will. Thanks.
Congratulations, Natasha. Hit the border on Instagram if you want to check out those cool, cute pics of the doggy poos.
And of course, after 8:30, another double pass to Guy Sebastian. We'll be giving it away then.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Riley, Rose and Seamus.
Powderfinger, my happiness. It's Riley, Rose and Seamus. Hit 104.9.
I should also mention, because we haven't mentioned it in a while, that I got a beautiful letter written to me in the Border Mail, letter to the editor.
Yeah.
By a man who said I was so insightful and wise beyond my years as well. Yeah, Warwick said that. He's 75. He did write in the letter.
Well, you like older men.
Don't make it weird between me and Warwick. He's my fan.
We need... We should do another Farfetch'd phoner.
Yeah.
The oldest Riley Rose fan. Can you beat Warwick?
Oh, that's a good one.
Are you 76?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Riley Rose?
Are you 80? 90 even?
Okay, settle down.
I'm excited. We're doing
that. Riley's
on
the hunt for Hugh Hefner.
No, I'm not. I'm just curious.
Oh, far out, man.
All right, after 8:30, we have another Guy Sebastian winner. They're going to win a double pass to go see Guy Sebastian when he comes to Albury.
Now, billions of people went to the winery walkabout over to the Ruthers.
A lot of people did.
A lot of buses.
You can see our video at Hit the Border on Facebook as well.
A lot of things would have happened on the bus.
On the bus.
You need to hear about it after 8 on Hit.
Riley Rose and Seamus.
Riley Rose and Seamus on Hit. After the news and what's trending at 8:30, the second winner for Guy Sebastian double passes, we will announce who it is.
Yeah, but right now, Seamus, the winery walkabout was over the weekend and a lot of people got amongst it, which is awesome to see. It's such a big event on the border.
It was all over my social media feeds and it looked really fun.
Yep.
A lot of people dressed up, a lot of people making videos, a lot of people jumping around.
Yeah, you've never been to it.
I've never been and I really wanted to go this year. But
you should go next year.
Well, if I'm still not drinking next year, I'm not going to go. What? I don't think it's a very fun event if you're not drinking. I don't know. Maybe prove me otherwise.
Yeah, that's true. But that's not what we're talking about today. What we want to know on 13, 12, 16 is what happened on the bus?
Hail to the bus driver, bus driver, bus driver. Hail to the bus driver, man. He drinks and he cusses, he stinks up the buses. Hail to the bus driver, man.
You have to take the bus to and from. Everybody's getting on it.
Everybody's on a bus too.
They're all on the bus and, you know, surely shenanigans ensued.
Come on, yeah, let's get some good calls. 13, 12, 16, what happened on the bus? You know when we used to go on like a school trip to Melbourne?
Yeah.
We used to like poke our heads out the window to other cars or like walkers by and be like, we're from the country. Can you smell the gum leaves?
Huh? Did you have gum leaves in the bus?
No. It just was a funny joke.
Okay.
We thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I bet you did. We used to practice making out in the back seat.
Really? Yeah. I never did that. No.
Very different upbringings. So no. 13, 12, 16. What happened on the bus? We'll take your calls next.
Riley Rose and Seamus. 4.9.
Morning, Riley Rose and Seamus, 8:15. 13, 12, 16. What happened on the bus?
Hail to the bus driver, bus driver, bus driver. Hail to the bus driver, man.
Yep.
He drinks and he stinks up the buses, doesn't he?
Yeah, 13, 12, 16. What happened on the bus? We're asking that, of course, because Winery Walkabout was over the weekend and we reckon a lot of things happen on those buses. Did someone maybe get a little bit car sick?
Yeah.
Maybe
did someone have a baby?
Did someone hook up?
Yeah, we need to hear all of those stories. But now, actually, we've got a live. This is an exclusive right now. It's happening. It's unfolding behind our very ears. We have Blake from Thaguna joining us on 13, 12, 16, who's on a bus at the moment. Blake, what's happening?
Yeah, we just pulled up to our bus stop on the morning bus run, and then our bus driver, another bus come up next to us and double parked, and then our bus driver got off and had a bit of a spray at some of the kids on the other bus.
Oh.
What were the kids doing?
Oh, I'm not quite sure. I can see it's raining, but he got off and then there was a bit of a beep of the horn. And
when I was a kid on the back of a bus, I used to try and flash people, lift up my shirt up to girls to try and make them flash back. Were they doing that to you?
No, they weren't flashing.
Okay.
No.
What about I used to wave and get cars to wave back, and when they wave back, I'd flip them the bird.
Do you do that, Blake?
No, I wasn't giving the cars bird.
No,
I'm not like that.
Yeah,
no,
you're a good boy.
He's polite, unlike you, Seamus.
Are you...
Yeah, exactly.
...experimenting with a couple of kisses up the back of the bus as well? Because that usually happens.
I'm not... There was Xavier kids on the other bus. I wasn't quite sure what they
are. The Xavier kids might be, hey.
Oh, the Xavier kids.
Xavier kids,
no good.
Yep.
I love this. Thanks, mate. You're a legend.
13, 12, 16. We'll keep the phones open. What happened on the bus? Did it happen over the weekend, maybe?
Sweet Disposition, Temper Trap. You're on hit.
Want more Riley, Rose and Seamus?
Catch up now at hit.com.au
or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.